This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Many residents of Colorado's eastern plains are digging their way out of this week's blizzard. Some communities saw close to a foot of snow accumulate over the past couple of days. Colorado State Patrol Trooper Josh Lewis says roads in the region will remain hazardous today.
That's why we ask folks to have a little bit of patience, be aware of what the conditions are for where they are, where they're going, or would like to go, and understand that the best course of action may be to just stay put for a little while.
I-70 is open east of Denver International Airport to the Kansas state line, but other major roads and highways in eastern Colorado are still closed. Colorado is launching an alert system to help find missing indigenous people. Aaron Julian leads a new state office trying to solve more of these cases.
I know throughout Indian country, across the United States, there's lack of resources, there's lack of help, and we're always, being Native myself, communities are underserved all the time.
Julian says the new alerts will be pushed out to phones both locally and nationally when authorities activate the system in a new type of Amber Alert. Crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested on Monday for fraud after his company FTX collapsed last month. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that Bankman-Fried and his family were big donors to Colorado Democrats.
Between Bankman-Fried, a PAC he bankrolled, and his brother Gabriel, Democrats in Colorado got more than $40,000 in contributions or support over the last election cycle. Senator John Hickenlooper, Congressman Joe Neguse, and State Representative elect Ruby Dixon all told CPR they would donate the money to charity. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
You can come find these stories and more at cpr.org.